Welcome to Yald, the podcast. Who do you look forward to playing against? Or who is it that you're
now?
Like,
nobody.
Nobody. Oh, how about in just period of all time?
Footer. Me and Footer always have battles. Me and Footer always, because we always had the best teams. We always had clashes.
Yeah.
When it was like his team before used to be called the Steelers. Mm-hmm. So when it was like the Packers and the Steelers, like people would come see the games from other teams. Like it was just a battle. Now, it's just weird. Like Fern, for some reason or another, I always beat Fern. He could have a better team and I always beat him. I don't know why. But then he could always beat another coach. Mm-hmm. Other coaches, I mean.
How do you think Fern's going to feel about that if he hears this?
He knows it's true. No. He knows that for some reason, like when he matches up with our team, it has nothing to do with me. For some reason, it always, like, we'll get, I admit, sometimes we beat him. We got lucky one time when a tip pass.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Stuff always happens. But then when he goes to play like a team like the Bears or the Bucks or whatever, he beats them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even if his team is not as good as them, he beats them for some reason.
Okay, listen.
And now Jay, like, look, Jay's a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Jay won a chip. Mm-hmm. He had a very good team. But I don't see Jay as a rival. I don't see Rob as a rival. I don't see Fern. Footer was the one that was like, back in the days, we used to go at it. And then me and Footer played football together.
Yeah.
Me and Footer knew each other for years. Me and Footer talk trash. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, we laugh and hug each other, even give each other a kiss on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? Because we love each other. But during I wanted to kill Footer.
You're like Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Footer wanted to kill Footer. Why?
No, like kill him in the game. And he wanted to kill me. Like, you know, not literally, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I have to talk trash. But Footer was like the biggest rival that I've had before. Now, there's not really rivals. It's just more about the teams and who you get. But it's not like rivalry. Like, why? I want to beat that coach. Because... It's going to sound arrogant, and I've been called arrogant before. I don't think nobody's a coach like me. I'm being honest with you. I don't think nobody's a coach. Like, look. There's coaches that are like, Footer's a great motivator.
Yeah.
I'm not a motivator, but I do X's and O's. Jay's the same thing. Jay will get his kids to run through a wall for him, but he's not really X's and O's. Kevin could be my biggest rival now. Mm. I'll tell you the truth, because Kevin could do X's and O's. Kevin used to run the offense for Jay when he won the championship. Mm-hmm. And Kevin's a good X's and O's. So it was a good match because Jay's the one that, Jay will hype you to go through a wall for him. But Kevin was like X's and O's and when he was an assistant, which is what I'm doing now with Austin. My son is now my assistant. Mm-hmm. So he just runs the offense.
Yeah, let's, all right, before, I want to talk about that. Now you have your son with you. So your son is a former player. He aged out, right? He's an adult. He's living his life. But he's back now as an assistant coach with the league. And I want you to underline something for the audience here. What's the annual salary of a Yald coach?
Zero. We're all volunteers.
So he's back as a volunteer, and he doesn't have to be.
And now, before it was fine, he was living at home. Now for the last year, he's moved downtown. He lives downtown with his girlfriend. You know, he lives like Central Park West, so he has to come up. And he loves it because he's always been, I guess, around. He has younger siblings, so he always had younger kids. And even, okay, put it for example, two kids that he brought, mm-hmm. which is Jerry, and then Rafael Quesada was also on my team that he came from Austin School. They're back with the league too.
They are.
They're refs. So it's like, and to be honest with you, they're worse because Austin could come for my game. Well, they got to do more because Austin could come for my game. I like to sit around, like you said, and be like Santa Claus and talk to the kids. Austin could come to my game and they're like, oh, I got to go with my girlfriend and leave. Jerry and Raf got to be there all day.
Because they're reffing, yeah.
They're reffing. So they're giving a lot of their time, you know? But Jerry and Rafa, I give them a ride home after work. Like, Jerry and Rafa to me is like family. They've been, especially Jerry. Jerry to this day comes to my house every football Sunday.
We call it football
Sunday.
Yeah.
He comes to my house at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't leave till like 10 at night.
Okay.
And we order food. We watch football games. We talk trash.
It's a good
time.
We're
on the laptop with the fantasy teams, blah, blah, blah. Jerry's like, he is part of the family.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something about the refs. Now, we all know the head ref.
Chewy.
Is none other than the legendary Chewy. Yes. How did he get that name, by the way?
Because he's hairy and they call him Chewbacca. He was like 10. Seriously. See, I know Chewy a long time. See Chewy? If you want to see something funny about Chewy that you probably don't know.
What's that?
Chewy was fat.
Okay.
He wasn't a workout dude. He was huge.
Yeah.
When he was younger. And then he started hitting the weights.
Yeah.
And you know, to this day, like Chewy just hit weights. I see him in the gym just doing cardio and weights. And then, so Chewy's strong, but it was like he was hairy. So it was one of the jokes, oh, Chewbacca, and it stuck with Chewbacca and it's Chewy. But I know Chewy since he was like 10, 12. Okay. Like we know, okay. I know Chewy like 30 years, bro.
Okay. So
he knows, put it this way, he knows Austin's mother.
Yeah.
Before I knew Austin's mother.
So let's stay there.
That's a long time.
Let's stay there. So he's the head ref.
Yes.
Man. Something tells me one of the biggest rivals, though, has to be you and Chewy.
Oh, not no more. He's calmed down. Like, we've calmed down. We've calmed down.
So talk to me about that.
There was days that Chewy would get, like, wanted to fight me sometimes because I would just ride him.
Yeah.
And Lito was the one to call me and say, yo, Lito's like, yo, you seriously, after reffing your game, I feel like I need to go to a bar.
Why?
A drink.
Why?
Because I bitched and complained about everything.
Yeah.
Every little thing. But I know the rules.
Yeah.
So every little thing, if they made a mistake, and then sometimes.
So do you remember an instance where you got Chewy mad or where you guys were going back and forth because either he.
Well, Chewy won't stand on my sideline now.
He won't?
The referees, when they ref, they're supposed to do one sideline and then alternate.
Yeah.
He'll just stand the other sideline the whole game. And then now that Austin is doing the offense, I really don't get into it as much.
Yeah.
And I just, calm down.
Yeah.
But before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to ride Chewy. Like, me and Chewy, what was one time? There was a pass interference that was blatant.
Yeah.
And he didn't see it.
Yeah.
But I know that he was looking outside. I saw him, and he was looking outside the gate. And I was like, why you don't pay attention? I just got it. He's like, Miguel, don't tell me to do my job. I said, then do it right. Because you out here looking at the fence. I don't know what you're looking at. Pay attention. And he was like, yo, keep talking. Like, he came at me, like, keep talking. Like, he was going to fight me.
Yeah.
And Lito got in the middle. He goes, Miguel, you out of line. You out 10 minutes. I said, I don't care. Tell your ref to pay attention. So after the game, I'm like, yo, Chewy, you know, I love you. So he's like, shut up. He didn't want to talk to me. The next week when I came by, I gave him a handshake. He's like, all right. I was like, damn, it took you a week to calm down, bro.
Wow.
He's like, yo, you have me. Chewy told me, he's like, yo, I was going to hit you. Chewy's like, if I got close to you, I wanted to choke you.
Wow.
You pissed me off. I was like, I know. He's like, Chewy, I get out of hand sometimes. I get very emotional. I mean, I fist fought my cousin one time in a game of Monopoly.
How old were you?
18.
18?
I was losing and I landed on his property again. And he's like, he literally said, pay rent, bitch. And we was in my mother's house, and everything. I was 18. He's 18. We just flipped the Monopoly board. I started punching him. He started punching me back.
Oh my god!
And it was like I'm very competitive, so it was just I was losing. I was like, ugh.
So I have a question. Did you guys ever finish that Monopoly game?
No. My mother literally got in the middle. My mother's like 5'2". Send him to one room. Send me to one room. But then, like 20 minutes later, it was like, yo, I'm sorry. I love you. He's like, I love you too. So that was over.
So
we just needed a week to cool down.
So y'all never played Monopoly again?
Not with him. Not with him. Because I just got mad. He was talking trash. And I was frustrated. I was losing.
But it's
a freaking board game.
So I want to go to, did you ever get into it with one of the coaches?
Like really upset? No.
Yeah.
No.
No. So it was always at the refs?
No. Talking trash to the coaches?
Yeah.
Like I'll talk trash to the coaches. Like, okay. Damn, I don't want to get in trouble. All right, I'll get in trouble. There's certain coaches that I think are not good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So when they start talking trash to me, and I'm like, bro, you're not even close to the level, whatever. So I'll talk trash, like, yeah, we're going to beat you by 30. And, you know, in front of everybody, like, I should not do that. Because there's, you know, but it just upsets me. Because I'm like, why are you talking trash to me, bro? Like, seriously? So I was like, whatever. But just that's just that trash talking. But I never talk trash like I'll kick your ass. Let's fight.
Yeah, it's
never gotten to the point.
Yeah.
As long as I've been in Yowd.
I think that's one of the more interesting dynamics I've seen in Yowd.
Everybody there. Fern, I didn't know. Rob, I didn't know. Like, I met them from outside people. But I know Jay growing up. I know Footer growing up. There was another coach there named Cootie for years. I knew him growing up. I know Alberto growing up.
Mm-hmm.
The one that helps Jay and was with the coach of the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. I know all those guys growing up, so it's different. Like, I'm not going to fight you, bro. We've literally been in parties where we might have to rumble with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Growing up, we used to be same block.
No, the reason I bring this up, what I find interesting in Yowd is that it's a family atmosphere. It's about helping kids develop into young adults, you know, to be productive members of society.
I think it's also helping kids, especially in our community. And it's funny because I was telling this to my son the other day, my 14-year-old son. Because he's 13, I mean. He's getting into now, he's cute, he works out at 13, and he has these girls coming at him. The other day, there was two girls, so he's like, Daddy, oh, what makes girls really like you, whatever? I was like, I'm going to be honest with you, besides the physical, whatever, if you're funny, you can get any girl. Make a woman laugh. I said, I'm going to tell you something your uncle told me. Now, my brother's like huge, fat guy. He's like, bigger than me. He's like, Tio? I'm like, yeah, Tio used to get a lot of women. I said, you know why? He told me something when I was your age. He said, you have to carry yourself with confidence. If you're confident, it take you a lot of places. And that's what I think we build up a lot of these kids. Even the kids that are like 12, 13, they're quiet. If you stay there for a while, they walk out. Like I said, the 13-year-olds that were quiet in the beginning of mine, at the end of the season, they're snapping jokes on the 17-year-olds. And it's just confidence. A lot of these kids in our neighborhood come from single-family homes. Mm. So they might not have that confidence. They also come from the same old, it's going to sound wrong because I'm Dominican, but the same old BS Dominican bias. Like, you know, shut up. You're here to be seen, not heard, blah, blah, blah. If I say this, then use it. They don't, a lot of kids don't express their feelings to their parents because they feel like, you know, callate, shut up. Blah, 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 blah. So it's like, I feel like, listen, you could tell me, I tell all my kids, you could tell me anything, bro. I have had kids in my league tell me like, yo, listen, there's a gang coming after me. They give me a gun, this and that. I'm like, yo, listen, give the gun back. Don't worry about the gang. Try not to hang out with them as much. If they make you, then do. I have my kids come up to me and tell me stuff like that, like serious life stuff. And we've talked about it. And then like 2 years later, like, yo, coach, you helped me so much. Like, I live in the same neighborhood, but I don't deal with them. I said, good. He's like, a couple of them been dead. I'm like, ah, okay, good. So it's like, they just have to have that confidence. A lot of kids have, need that confidence to be like, just speak out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like where we grew up, like I said, is primarily Dominican. And I grew up that way where I said that, shut up. You know what I'm saying? Don't give me your opinion. And you're like, okay. That was, you know, that's the way we are.
Yeah.
So I'm not like that with my kids. Maybe I should be because they have too many opinions. Trust me. So it's like, bro, it's ridiculous. But I don't know. I just feel like we have that confidence. And coaches, I mean, every coach, well, besides Fern, but Fern's a teacher, and Rob, and Footer, but Footer's always been around kids. Every coach has had kids. And when you have kids, you have a different perspective. Like Lito now. I tell Lito all the time now. I say, you remember when I used to tell you that I don't want to hear that anybody that doesn't have a kid, I don't want to hear, they go, oh, I don't got time. Because if you don't have kids, you have time. Mm-hmm. I said, what about now that you have one and one on the way? He said, yo, it's different. I said, yeah, it's different. Because you don't think about, oh, I got to do this. No, I got to do pick him up and do this. And that is different, bro. So he's like, yo, it's true. But all these coaches, I think all these coaches are good for, I mean, in their own, I mean, with kids.
Yeah.
I think they're good. I mean, there's some that in the beginning might have been like a little bit rough, but I think they're fine. I mean, Fern's a teacher. Fern's great with the kids. Fern's very good with the kids. Rob is cool. Ish is cool.
Yeah.
Jay is cool. Jay just gets a little hyper sometimes, so I got to be like, yo, Jay.
More hype than you.
Yes. Because yes. I don't get hype. I don't bark at my kids. I'll be like, yo, let's go.
You just reserve that for Chewy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be like, yo, let's go, this and that. But I won't like, individually, I won't bark at you. There's coaches that sometimes bark at their kids. I'm like, yo, you can't show them up in front of the other kids because that's going to shut them down. You know what I'm saying? I got kids, like I said, I got kids that are good, that are very insecure. Mm-hmm. They put them to the side, yo, bro, you better than this. What's wrong with you? Blah, blah, blah. But I think y'all just make a big, this made a big dent in the community.
That's good.
Because you see kids that coach to still come back. One of my ex-players, I'm a dude too. He was like the photograph. He was putting all the stuff on Instagram last year because he went to Ithaca. He went to college. He came back. He's one of the ones that Austin brought too. And he used to take pictures. And kids come back all the time that used to play, stuff like that. You know, and there'll be kids that well, they're men now. They're like 21. And they come back. They're like, damn, yo, Mickey, I miss this, bro. I said, you do? I said, yo, every Saturday. I used to hate it waking up Saturdays, but now I wish I could just wake up Saturdays. Yeah, because once you get to 1920, life is real.
Well, there is an opportunity.
What, the adult league?
No. There is an opportunity for them to be part of y'all, even though it's only once a year.
Oh, the Turkey Bowl?
The Turkey Bowl. I want to talk
to you. We can't talk about that with Austin.
I want to talk about the Turkey Bowl.
Well, there's a big controversy with Turkey Bowl.
What is the controversy with Turkey Bowl?
Because the controversy is, and supposedly this year is going to flip sides.
Uh-oh.
The controversy with the Turkey Bowl is that Austin's generation.
Yeah. The first generation.
Right. But that generation is supposed to have Kevin.
Okay. As a player.
Right. But Kevin, once he became an assistant coach, Lito's poached him as a coach.
Oh.
So they're like, that's not fair. He was our player before he was a coach.
But he's a coach now, though.
Right, but he was a player first. So that was the argument they have. I don't care. I go to watch and talk trash.
Yeah.
And then supposedly this year, Kevin's like, yo, I'm playing with my guys. I'm not playing with the coaches.
Oh.
Supposedly, that's what he said. But you never know if Lito can make an offer that he can't resist. You
hold
know?
On a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. For the audience, they may not know. You said supposedly, but supposedly translates to DK,
yes.
Okay.
Because Lito can make a, you know, Kevin, for people that don't know, is probably, not even probably, in my opinion, the best player that y'all ever had.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. And he's still athletic. He's young. Kevin's like 25. Mm-hmm. And He said, he told Austin, told all of us, say, yo, I'm playing with you guys this year, with Austin and them. But like I said, Carlos lives on the same Nate block. He can make an offer he can't refuse. things go on behind the scenes. It's a whole monopoly.
Listen, man. Him being on the playing with the former players, that's a game changer.
Oh, it's huge. That flips the dynamic, but
that's a game changer.
You know, I also told the players this last week. We were talking about it because they were at the field. Austin and them, I said, you guys are all so stupid. And Austin's like, why? I said, you agreed to all their demands. Number one, y'all, we play 5-on-5.
Yeah.
You let them say 6-on-6. Why? Because they're old. They can't cover as much. You said yes.
Oh.
So, right. Okay. So it's supposed to be like 2 linebackers, 2 safeties. Now they play 3 linebackers, 2 safeties. And you guys agreed to that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Second of all, they want blocking because you can't block in Yaud. They want blocking. You're like, yeah. Why? Why would you let these guys that are stronger than you?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know this.
Yeah. So a lot of the plays that they do is like little screen passes and they just bully them.
So are you telling me when the coaches play against the former players, the rules are changed?
Than the regular game, yeah.
So it's almost as if, you know how people say, oh, well, the 2016 Warriors beat the 1996 yeah. Bulls, and somehow they're playing against each other, and they went to the 1990s rules.
Yeah. Well, I'm an old head, so I have this argument all the time that I still think the Bulls are better. So,
I mean, you know, it's different.
You should see the argument when Jerry's in my house and Robert's in my house
yeah.
with Austin.
I got to record
that. They're LeBron heads, and I'm like, yo, you have no idea.
I got to record that. Maybe I should make it there for
ask them. I was like, yo, you have no idea. What do you mean? I said, yo, you stupid. LeBron's the best player ever. I'm like, bro, stop. You guys never saw Jordan. You see YouTube. You don't understand, bro.
No, you don't understand. So anyway, so with this thing with the Bulls and the Warriors, it's now the Warriors playing with the rules from the 90s, rules that they did not grow up playing with.
But the thing is, the Warriors, I don't think, would be good at those rules.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But the coaches are good at these rules.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's what it's like with these guys.
Yeah, it's awesome. Why would you agree to that, bro? Yeah. First of all, your best dynamic is your speed because you're younger than them.
Yeah.
And you're letting them, and they're stronger than you and bigger than you. So you allow blocking. Of course they're going to throw 5-yard passes and bully you down to a 20-yard gain. Why? No more blocking. Change the rules to your advantage. If not, and he's like, oh, but then they won't play. So I said, I bet you straight up Lito will play. Lito's not going to let it die. So you tell him, yo, no more blocking or we're not playing. He'll do it. And he's like, oh, we're thinking about it. I said, yo, bro, you fall for their, like they say, the banana in the tailpipe from like Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you fall for the BS. Oh, we can block. We're adding an extra defender. Everything's to their advantage.
Oh, boy. You know, because when I spoke with some of the coaches about the Turkey Bowl, they are very confident.
Yes, because the rules.
No one's winning again.
The rules cater to them.
But there's a chance that those things might change.
And Kevin Phillips is over.
Oh, boy.
See, but that's another thing. The Turkey Bowl, I mean, except for 2 years ago when it was like 10 degrees, bro. Even I was cold, and I love cold weather. The Turkey Bowl, you have players that I come back from college that played y'all and be like, yo, I was waiting for the Turkey Bowl. And I'm like, that's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah.
You're away at college. With, yeah. But, so it's like, even if it's not just me.
It's something to look forward
to. Makes in y'all, it makes an impact on these kids.
Yeah, man.
Or this week in practice, Brandon came back with his brother Alex, which is Ray's, the guy that takes the stats, his sons.
Yeah.
They came back. They're not playing no more. They're in college. They're leaving in 2 weeks because we were talking about their college. They're in Rochester, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, nah, we just get to see practice and chill. I'm like, who would do that on a random Saturday?
And they didn't have to.
Right. Who would do that on a random Saturday in the summer when you have 2 weeks left in the city? But they have that connection with y'all. They saw a whole bunch of old people.
Wait, I sat down Ray's with them. Kids are in college now?
His two oldest, yeah.
Wow.
Brandon's a sophomore, and Alex and Brian is a freshman, going to be a sophomore.
Oh, wow.
One's going to be a junior, one's going to be a sophomore.
Oh, wow.
But there it goes. You talking wild, bro. Your two are coming up.
Yeah.
Before you blink, it's like, damn.
It's done.
I remember taking Austin to the first day of preschool, and his mother crying, and he literally got his book and said, bye, walked up the stairs and left. And she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, it's a grown man. He don't care. And then all of a sudden, it's like, damn, graduated high school. Damn, you go to college.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, and he wasn't even that far. He was in Iona.
Yeah.
Which is New Rochelle. So he was 20 minutes away.
Yeah. Basically the city.
Yeah, my daughter's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I was like 6 hours. Like, damn.
But, well, listen, Miguel, man. We thank you for giving us some time. What's, I want you to talk to the audience now. And let them know, man, what's one thing you want them to know about Yald that they might not know or understand?
I want them to understand that a lot of people, especially adults, or maybe people out the neighborhood or people in the neighborhood, see these kids and judge them right away. They judge these kids of like, you know, he looks like a thug, or he's this, or he's that. These kids, I'll say 99% of these kids are just looking for somebody to believe in them. Mm. And I'm being honest about that. I'm not being dramatic or just, I see it because I was that kid. You know what I'm saying? And these kids, a lot of them come, like I said, from single family homes or from homes that don't speak English. And they just, they want somebody to believe in them. Like, don't judge them the way you see them. Believe in them. Take time. Talk to them. Because I've learned that talking to these kids opens them up. And once these kids trust you, like I told you, I got kids now that are 24 years old and don't know my name from other teams. And they're like, what up, coach? Hmm. I was downtown. I'll tell you the truth. I was downtown. Maybe it was like March, April. And there was these two kids. And Austin was in the car. And I got out the car to go to the store. And these two kids were like, what up, Coach Mickey? What up, coach? And I'm like, oh, what's up? And I'm like, Austin, I don't know. He goes, oh, yeah, they played with the Panthers, this and that, yeah, when I was there. And they were grown men, 23 years old. And Austin's like, he's like, yo, it's crazy. They remember you. I was like, yeah, I see so many kids that sometimes I don't really remember them.
Yeah.
But that made me feel like, listen, you don't know what kid you're going to touch. It's not, I'm going to give you a sad story to end this.
Well, you're going to give us a sad story to end it?
I'm going to give you a sad story, but just a little twist.
Like, come on, bro.
My son, from one of his friends, not a friend, one of his classmates in Virginia, they started putting RIP to the kid's name. And I started saying, Jay, what happened? He's like, oh, one of my classmates passed away. One of my old classmates, because he's moving from Virginia to New York. And I was like, I automatically thought at that age, it might have been suicide. He found out later it was. And that as a parent scares you, but also it makes you think like, maybe just us talking to a couple of kids in Yale might have helped some kids go the other way. Because I've had kids that have been in like very quiet, dark places, and then they become cool, you know what I'm saying? And you don't know what impact you can make on a kid's life. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we all, in the beginning, we had sponsors a lot. COVID kind of killed the sponsors. So Yale was free, but none of us get paid. And I'm going to tell you the truth, I look forward to it. I look forward to the Saturdays, talking to the kids, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I look forward to talking trash and calling plays and winning. But it's more about talking with the kids. But I just want people to understand, these kids at that age, bro, 12, 13, 14, 15, it's a very weird age. And just don't judge these kids the way you see them. Talk to them. See them. You know, if a kid is lashing out with anger, there's something behind that. The kid's telling you, oh, shut up. Maybe his home life is not great. Maybe you should talk to these kids, get to know them. Like, that's what we do. That's what we do. This coach, there's players that know Lito for years now that never met Lito before, that know me. We got ex-players coming back, you know, to coach and to the, and we don't get paid. It's not like, oh, we're doing it for the money. We do it really because we love it. But also, I just want people to realize that about Yale. It's about football. Yeah, flag football is the overall scene. But it's also about giving kids a chance, giving kids confidence. Bro, I got a 13-year-old last year that didn't speak. He caught an extra point. You know when you're 12, 13, you don't get a lot of running time, especially right, when you got 17-year-olds. He caught an extra point. It wasn't a touchdown. It was an extra point. The whole team ran on the field and hugged him after the extra point. Even Chewy was like, yeah, clapping it up for him. That kid walked off that field like with his chest out. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what that did for that kid. He doesn't have many friends. His mother was on the sideline, seriously, and she was tearing. She's like, oh my God, oh, you guys love him. I'm like, he's part of the team. He's always going to be part of my team no matter what. And she's like, thank you. And you don't know how effect that has. Literally, when you see 17-year-olds, Austin, that's 24, run on the field and hug the kid. You know what I'm saying? It was an extra point, bro. It wasn't a touchdown. It was nothing else. We were winning by like two touchdowns, but he made the play.
Good.
And just him making that play might seem like football, but to him, it might have been bigger in life. He was one of the first guys this year that texted me, coach, when do I register? And I was like, do it now on the website. He goes, oh, do I got to pay? I said, you can pay when you see Lito. But register. One of the first kids. I love that. I was like, he's even looking forward to it. Like, let's go. Good. Now he's 14.
Good.
It's just, like I said, just give kids a chance, bro.
And that story is what y'all is all about.
Yeah. Even, like I said, Chewy the ref was clapping it up.
Were you mad that he was clapping it up, though?
No, we scored a point. He was clapping for me.
Well, what if it was against
you? Then I'd be upset. I'm like, yo, listen, that's partisan right there. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be neutral. And then he would tell me, shut up, Miguel.
And then he wouldn't talk to you for a week.
No, he'd be good. We're good now.
Okay.
Because one, he's not the head rep. He's the head rep, but he's in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.